lots of different cardiac issues, blood clots, strokes, that type of thing, neurological conditions, things that pilots can't fly with. But we're kind of in a catch-22 here. The pilot doesn't want to come forward because if they do, they lose their flight medical. So you have many people out here flying with medical conditions, hoping that they go away, which ultimately endangers safety on a large scale.
Welcome, everybody, to Conversations That Matter. I'm your host, Alex Newman, for the New American Magazine. Thank you for joining us. We have a very special guest today. His name is Joshua Yoder. He is a freedom activist. He's also with the Freedom Flyers, one of the leading individuals in trying to fight for the medical and religious freedoms of pilots in the United States. He's from Virginia. He's done a lot of things. He has served in the U.S. military. In fact, he was stationed for a while in Iraq and Afghanistan and in other conflict zones as a combat medic and then later as a defense contractor. He's been involved in quite a few successful businesses. He served as a managing partner at Epoxy Depot, and then he got his commercial pilot license in 2012, and that allowed him to fulfill his lifelong dream of flying as a bush pilot in war-torn areas of Africa and other places, and that ultimately landed him a spot as a major airline pilot. And then COVID came along, and everything kind of got thrown up in the air, and Josh and some others really went to bat for the pilots that were being pressured. And I know some personally, personal friends who were told basically, you're either going to take this shot or you're going to be fired. And they're wondering, you know, how am I going to feed my kids? Just a horrific situation. Josh, thank you so much for standing in the gap here. Thank you for joining us today. There are a lot of negative repercussions that are now being felt from these mandates and from the shots. Tell us about what you are seeing among pilots.
Well, right now, U.S. Freedom Flyers, one of the largest issues that we're dealing with is vaccine injuries, not just among pilots, but among, you know, all the employees that have been affected. Everyone was coerced and threatened last year. We were told if you don't get these shots, you're going to lose your job. So most of the people that are vaccinated at the airlines right now, they did it out of coercion and force, not because they actually believed in it or wanted to do it. And now we're seeing the fallout, as you've seen with schedules. Anyone who's flown over the past 6 months sees a tremendous issue with airline schedules. That comes from a variety of reasons. It's not just the vaccine injuries. We knew already that between 2020 and 2030, we were going to have a pilot shortage. In addition to that, you know, when the airlines were financially bleeding during the year of 2020 and COVID, when there were no passengers, they allowed a percentage of their most senior employees to retire early off the top. They miscalculated how quickly travel was going to come back and also how many people they could train in at a given time frame. What they didn't calculate for was the vaccine injuries and the increase in long-term medical disability claims that we're seeing at the airlines. For example, at American Airlines, from January of 2022 to July, there was a 300% increase in long-term disability claims. Now, the company won't attribute this, or the union won't attribute this to vaccine injuries, but you have to ask yourself what changed. You know, what's different, you know, this year over the previous years? And I know what we're seeing here, lots of different cardiac issues, blood clots, strokes, that type of thing, neurological conditions, things that pilots can't fly with. But we're kind of in a catch-22 here. The pilot doesn't want to come forward because if they do, they lose their flight medical. So you have many people out here flying with medical conditions, hoping that they go away, which ultimately endangers safety on a large scale. And so we're working to try to fill that gap to find solutions. That's really our goal. You know, we know what the problem is. So we're working hard to help these people medically, to put them in touch with doctors, natural protocols, and those types of things that we know are helping people. And it's making a difference, you know, but we can't stop now because I believe this issue is only going to continue to get greater as we go through time.
So what's the situation now, Josh? I understand the courts have struck down some mandates. And I guess you mentioned earlier that a lot of these pilots are still flying on religious exemptions, philosophical exemptions. What's the status right now for pilots? Are there still mandates in place, either from the corporate level or from the federal government? And what's the best way to move forward here?
Well, essentially, OSHA was struck down last year, where any company that had over 100 employees, you know, could mandate the jab. That was taken away. What the airlines are affected by is the federal contractor clause of that vaccine mandate. U.S. Freedom Flyers filed suit on that on November 22nd of last year, as did the Georgia State Attorney General. So that is currently in the courts, but the airlines did finally accept religious and medical exemptions after they realized there were enough of us standing up to them that they wouldn't have companies if they continued forward with those mandates. So that was very successful. Probably the most successful thing that we did was stand up and say no. And as it stands now, you're right. Most people are flying on religious and medical exemptions. But this could come back at any time. You know, the federal government is appealing. You know, the pushback, and we have to keep fighting because they will absolutely bring this back if we allow them. Our strength comes in our numbers, and our numbers are growing daily, especially among the vaccinated now, who are understanding what's happening, and they're seeing these vaccine injuries. And I believe the next time they try this, we're going to have far greater numbers standing up to them should they mandate a booster.
Wow, what an incredible story. What an abuse of our pilots. And so these pilots that are now dealing with these injuries, potentially career-ending and even health-destroying injuries, are there any remedies for them? How do you think this should proceed from here? Lawsuits against the airlines, lawsuits against the government? I mean, is there some way to get compensation for these people? Are you guys working on that?
We are working on that. The number one thing we're focused on right now is going after the regulators. So in this case, in the United States, it's the FAA. Had the FAA done their job, this would have never been an issue because pilots, per their own rules, aren't allowed to take medications until post 12 months full FDA approval, which we know didn't happen. On December 10th, you know, the emergency use authorization came out from the FDA for these jabs. 2 days later, the FAA came out and said, you know, they're safe. They're safe, and we encourage all pilots to take them. So the FAA failed, and because of their failure, that allowed the airlines to mandate, which is why we now find ourselves in this position. So we believe that taking down the regulator first and making fundamental changes there will obviously have a trickle-down effect, not just to the U.S. airlines, but also across the world, because many civil aviation authorities across the world base their policies on what the FAA takes the lead on, because they're charged with creating the safest aerospace system in the world. That's their mantra. So we have chapters all across the world, in Canada, in Europe, in the U.K., Australia, and we've come together under a single banner called the Global Aviation Advocacy Coalition. And the focus of that coalition is pushing back worldwide against the regulators. We partnered with other organizations as well that are bringing litigation, and we're seeking out the criminal component. Working with organizations like Prosecute Now, seeking out that criminal component, because once we get one conviction, and we can prove that this was more than just negligence, we can prove that they planned this for many years and they knew what the side effects were going to be. That will open up the floodgates for the civil litigation that's to come. And yes, the airlines absolutely need to be sued, and there needs to be compensation for those.
So you guys think there's potentially a premeditated element here, where there were people in positions of authority who knew the damage that was going to be wrought on pilots and other individuals, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Not at the FAA level and not at the airline level, but we're talking here about the people who brought us the vaccine. And so once you can crack the code there, then it has a trickle down effect, because the FAA should have known. They should have done their own research. The airlines as well. So there's different levels of negligence, I think, depending on who you're focused on. But just focusing on the mandates themselves, those are already illegal. It has been illegal for many years to mandate an emergency use authorization drug. I mean, that's in black and white, and there's no question. So there absolutely was a violation of the law, from the airlines in that component.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was certainly no shortage of doctors speaking out right here on this program. We starting, I think, at the beginning of 2021, we featured numerous highly qualified, highly credible medical experts, scientific experts who were warning about these injections. And we were repaid with censorship and attacks and getting our videos taken down. So it's not that there was nobody sounding the alarm about this. There were plenty of people doing that, but somebody didn't want to listen. Josh, as far as mandates going forward, just on the philosophical side, is there ever a time and a place for mandates, or should we try to develop a system where people just make their own informed choice? What do you think going forward?
There should absolutely never be mandates. I mean, our country was founded on the basis of freedom, and it's up to us, we the citizens, to uphold it. We have to understand the government does not protect our freedoms. Our freedoms come from God, and it's up to us to defend those freedoms. And that's why I'm calling for unity. I have been for a long time. We need to stand together as people, as Americans, as world citizens, and also as organizations who are fighting this. There has to be absolute unity, because the way that we got here was the unity of the left, pushing back. And it's like this machine that has been created to strip us of our constitutional rights. And I believe that the only way that we're going to get them back and that we're going to make the repairs needed in this country are once again standing together and pushing back in a unified fashion.
Excellent. And Josh, where can people find more? What's the best website to find you guys? And if there are pilots or people involved in the airline industry who want to get involved, how do they do that?
Sure. You can find us at usfreedomflyers.org. I would encourage everyone to go there and sign up for emails at a minimum. The reason this is important is we do monthly Zoom calls, worldwide Zoom calls. We bring on people like Ann Vandersteel, Jeffrey Prather, General McInerney, representatives from the law firms and international groups. So we do these calls, and the next one's going to be on Cloud Hub. We can host up to 100,000 people. And the goal at US Freedom Flyers is to get the passenger involved. Understand this is not just an employee issue. These things are going on with vaccine injuries to your pilot. That affects you in the back as much as it does, you know, the people in the front. So we're building a system here where we all work together as crew and passengers to push back against this. And that's going to be incredibly powerful. So you can join these calls. If you're signed up for our emails, we will publish the links there. We encourage you to get on and to listen and to ask questions. You'll have that ability. So we'll talk about where we're going as an organization, who we're partnered with, what we're doing legally, and how you can help. We're going to give you actionable items, how you can help as a passenger to stand with us. And obviously we run on a donation basis. We need help there as well. We need help, you know, funding these lawsuits and all that. So if you can spare a few dollars, please hit that donate link, and we would really appreciate it.
Very good, Josh. Well, I'll tell you, as somebody who flies multiple times every week, I have a vested interest in this too. I got kids at home. I want my pilots to be safe. I don't want them to be coerced into taking anything, much less something with such obvious dangers to it. So thank you, Josh. We all salute you. We really appreciate what you're doing. And thanks for coming on and sharing your insights with us.
Thank you, Alex.
All righty, folks. That was Josh Yoder, U.S. Freedom Flyers. Go check them out. If you fly or you have family members that fly, this affects you personally. This is a hugely significant issue. And it's thanks to people like Josh that we've been able to push back this hard. But we cannot give up now. Thanks for watching, folks. I'm Alex Newman. This is Conversations That Matter for the New American Magazine. Until next time, God bless you all.